God's beautiful book, His Holy Bible, is wondrous to behold and is surely true and righteous altogether, every jot and every tittle, yes, miracles and all. There is no book like our book. In it you'll find the marvelous, inerrant, and perfect commandments given by God that have inherent within them a blessing or a curse. Because they are perfect, obeying them yields the blessing of doing the right thing. Because they are perfect, disobeying yields the curse of doing the wrong thing. It is that simple. You'll find God's righteous judgments that, when embraced, always result in victory. His judgments are perfect truth. Run to them, not from them. You'll find the promises of God that spring eternal, literally. Even death itself is swallowed up by victory, 2 Corinthians 15. There is no book like our book. Deuteronomy 4, 7 and 8, "For what nation is there so great who hath a God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?" In God's holy Bible, the mystery of eternal salvation that was kept secret since the world began is revealed. This secret is found in what Jesus Christ calls born again. John 3:3, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except that man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Born again means, just as it says, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. This miracle occurs when one repents and turns from his or her sins, believing on the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of all sin, every single one. Have you been born again? Will today be your day of salvation? Will today be the day all your sin and shame is expunged from your record and where all of Satan's bondages are broken? The decision is yours alone. You are in the valley of decision. Do it while the door is still open. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Isaiah 55, verse 12, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." God said, Psalms 98, 4 through 8, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp, and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together." God said, Psalms 96, 1, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth." Man said, "If the Bible is taken at all, it certainly can't be taken literally. Its pronouncements, especially the creation of the earth and universe, and the book's bizarre miracles, strain credulity. A good example is the foolish notion that all creation sings." Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 915 that will once again certify the supernatural inerrant authorship of the Word of God. All of these faith-building features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the blood-bought and as a soul-winning platform. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of these powerful features. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and easy. And number three, imagine you can download nearly 347 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming. May the God of all creation captivate you with his beauty and his grace. God said man said has no expenses other than the cost of advertising, mostly radio, and small internet expenses. All labor, all maintenance, all overhead is donated, but that doesn't mean the laborers are not paid. No, not by a long shot. Wages are truly paid on the spiritual platform that yields unspeakable dividends here and for all eternity. Keep in mind that a blood-bought soul, just one, is worth more than the aggregate wealth of the universe. He or she that is rich in souls is rich indeed. When the world's richest carnal men are stacked up against this number, they are counted as just so much chaff. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ, God's creator of the universe, died a naked pauper. Creation is musical. From the clapping trees of the field to the drum-like heartbeat to the musical cadence of a marching troop, God says music is everywhere if we have the ears to hear, and there is no song like the song of a soul set free. Hallelujah. The following foundational paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature. Literal interpretation stands. All creation sings. If this Holy Bible were the writings of mere men, how could it consistently befuddle today's most ardent and educated skeptics? How is it that academia's vaunted science arrives at a deep, exciting, even game-changing revelation, only to discover that the attentive Sunday school student is already there? The obvious reason for this phenomenon is that the Bible is not authored by man, only penned by him. God dictated and holy men recorded his words. How bizarre. The Bible records that all of creation has been designed to sing praises to its creator. Bible-believing Christians are often berated for taking the Word of God literally. Does creation sing? Could this ancient record be once again vindicated? Uplifting, edifying music is God's gift to man. Music's marvelous benefits are extensively documented in the Word of God. In Genesis 4, Jubal, the father of the musical instrument, was born, and his name means ram's horn, a musical instrument. Over every 50th year, the Israelites observe the year of Jubilee. The word Jubilee is rooted in the name Jubal. This event was launched with the sounding of the shofar, which is the ceremonial ram's horn, Leviticus 25, 8 through 12. A Jubilee, of course, is filled with music. There is a great power in God's music, and it permeates the universe. The headline on sciencemag.org reads, "Pitch Perfect Frogs." A paragraph follows. A concert of croaking male frogs is a fierce singing contest, and he who has the sexiest voice gets the mate the most. Now, two ecologists working in Malaysia report on a tree frog that has taken this musical battle to a strategic extreme. It adjusts its pitch to match the resonant frequency of the hole it lives in, thus tipping the scales in its favor, end of quote. Wired for Harmony is the November 12, 2012 headline at sciencemag.org. An excerpt follows. Stop that noise. Many creatures, such as human babies, chimpanzees, and chicks, react negatively to dissonance, harsh, unstable, grating sounds. Since the days of the ancient Greeks, scientists have wondered why the ear prefers harmony. Now scientists suggest that the reason may go deeper than an aversion to the way clashing noises abrade auditory nerves. Instead, it may lie in the very structure of the ear and brain, which are designed to respond to the elegantly spaced structure of a harmonious sound, end of quote. The following headlines were posted by Mother Nature Network. Toadfish can be tenors. Mice sing at supersonic levels. Mexican fire-tailed bats sing for love. Antelope squirrels, trill their songs. Killer whales sing for their peers. Pacific chorus frogs sing for soundtracks, end of quote. The headline at NationalGeographic.com reads, "Plants listen to the good vibes of other plants." A few excerpts from the May 9, 2013 feature follow. plants might be able to eavesdrop on their neighbors and use the sounds they hear to guide their own growth, according to a new study that suggests plants use acoustic signaling to communicate with one another. We have shown that plants can recognize when a good neighbor is growing next to them, said study co-author Monica Gagliano, an evolutionary ecologist at the University of Western Australia. We are proposing that this communication may be based upon an acoustic exchange. The findings published this week in the journal BMC Ecology suggest that plants can not only smell the chemicals and see the reflected light of their neighbors, they may also listen to the plants around them. Plants are more complex organisms than we give them credit for, Gagliano said. Gagliano thinks that learning the secrets of plant communication could have practical applications that could benefit humans. She imagines farmers using sound to encourage or discourage the growth of certain plants, negating the need for fertilizers or pesticides. Whether it could be economically viable, co-author Michael Renton said, for a farmer to play music to get that little extra germination speed, I think we'll have to wait for a while to get the answer to that, he said. End of quote. All of creation sings literally. Consider these paragraphs from the September 2016 issue of Acts and Facts. Hearing is beautifully represented in the animal world. Experts say fin whales can hear the bleeps of other fin whales from more than 500 miles away. Some scientists even claim their hearing ranges thousands of miles. Humpback whales are famous for singing songs that can last up to 30 minutes. They sing in rhyme, and the songs can be heard by other male whales. It's passed along the water so that an entire ocean may have all the humpback whales singing the exact same song at the exact same time, a kind of great whale choir, end of quote. From the God Said, Man Said feature Music Power, why is there this phenomenon of song and music? It transcends every nationality line and, for that matter, all of creation. It exists because it is part of the spiritual construct of all life and of all God's creation, and it's designed to harmonize with it. Within music is found great benefit to all of life, and God invests much instruction time in our owner's manual, the Holy Bible. A relatively new psychological medical area of training is making serious strides in the field of medicine, and it's called music therapy. Some of the following cited research will make its now recognized benefits abundantly clear. A marvelous thing to consider is that thousands of years before science knew the reason why, God in His perfect wisdom, the engineer and creator of all life, declared the importance of music in His Word, just another proof of the supernatural credibility of the Bible. Music is now known to improve immune response. A subject on this website in the God Said, Man Said, the Record category titled A Merry Heart or a Broken Spirit declares that when one is in a joyful, positive spirit, something that music can help induce, his bone marrow pumps out red and white blood cells profusely. Red blood cells carry food and oxygen to the body, and white blood cells destroy disease. A joyful, positive spirit that music can surely help to promote enhances a strong immune system. Mood is a reflection of the spirit dwelling in your earthen vessel, your body. The Bible teaches that music is a spiritual medium, having the ability to change mood. Spirits are affected by music, whether the spirit of man, of angels, or devils. Songs of praise to God have the power of mood-changing life in them because God inhabits the praise of His people, and where the Spirit of God and His light dwells, the spirit of darkness and its dark moods must flee. Note 1 Samuel 16:23. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. The music of the Lord has the power to alter spiritual composition. Also note that evil music has the opposite effect. For example, carnal musical concerts, especially those directed toward the 15 to 30-year-old age group, have major security concerns. Police are brought in to attempt to control the violence, alcohol, and illicit drugs. At a gospel concert, you'll typically need police only to help direct traffic. Two different musics, two different spirits, two different moods, two different gods, one big G-O-D and one little G-O-D. So music directly affects moods, and science now confirms it. Energy Times magazine cited research published in two medical journals concerning mood. The journal stated that people undergoing cardiac procedures enjoy improved mood and see drops in blood pressure and respiratory rates after listening to music. Also, neophyte music makers have shown improved immune responses. The list of the benefits of God's music is long, long indeed. End of quote. From True Soul Music, you'll find this. Proverbs 17:22 reads, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." And of course, it's true. The following information and references are from the 2014 feature, How Music Affects Us and Promotes Health. On emedexpert.com, you'll find this. Listening to music can reduce chronic pain from a range of painful conditions, including osteoarthritis, disc problems, and rheumatoid arthritis by up to 21% and depression by up to 25%, according to a paper in the latest UK-based Journal of Advanced Nursing. Music therapy is increasingly used in hospitals to reduce the need for medication during childbirth, to decrease post-operative pain, and complement the use of anesthesia during surgery. A daily portion of one's favorite pop melodies, classic music, or jazz can speed recovery from debilitating strokes, according to the latest research. When stroke patients in Finland listen to music for a couple of hours each day, verbal memory and attention span improve significantly compared to patients who receive no musical stimulation or who listened only to stories read out loud, the study reports. Music can help migraine and chronic headache sufferers reduce the intensity, frequency, and duration of the headaches. Music can boost the immune function. Scientists explain that a particular type of music can create a positive and profound emotional experience, which leads to secretion of immune-boosting hormones. This helps contribute to a reduction in the factors responsible for illness. The latest 2014 study revealed that listening to Mozart K448 reduced the seizure recurrence and epileptiform discharges in children with epilepsy. The anti-epileptic effect of Mozart's sonata has been earlier demonstrated by Taiwanese scientists. Music has the power to enhance some kinds of higher brain function, reading and literacy skills, spatial, temporal reasoning, mathematical abilities. Even children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder benefit in mathematics tests from listening to music beforehand. Also, emotional intelligence. Keep in mind that listening to too much pop and hard rock music can make you more jittery than energized. Vary what you listen to and find out what type of music is most beneficial for you. Relaxing classical music is a safe, cheap, and easy way to beat insomnia. Many people who suffer from insomnia find that Bach music helps them. Researchers have shown that just 45 minutes of relaxing music before bedtime can make for a restful night. Music's ability to heal the soul is the stuff of legend in every culture. Many people find that music lifts their spirits. Modern research tends to confirm music's psychotherapeutic benefits. End of quote. So music. Music is the beauty of God. The headline of the September 2018 feature in Discover magazine reads, "Hearing Nemo," and the subhead reads, "How Scientists Discovered a Symphony Under the Sea." A few excerpts follow. Biologists have, for the most part, continued to focus on the sounds individual fish make and hear. Gradually, though, a new approach is emerging. More people are beginning to listen to the entire aquatic symphony. One such study took place off the KwaZulu-Natal coast of South Africa in the Indian Ocean, a short way south of Mozambique border. Just offshore, steep canyons carve into the seabed, about 330 feet down in a cave where coelacanths live. A team of European researchers, led by Lotisha Rupe, wedged a small recording device into a crevice in the wall. After 2 months, the team fetched the device and listened to the sounds of the cave dwellers. South African biologists inside many submarines previously had visited caves in the area. They'd seen hundreds of fish species living down there, including sound-making gropers, soldier fish, and toadfish. So it was perhaps no surprise when the cave recordings played back thousands of noises, many of them fish voices. What was surprising was the patterns those voices made. These habitat soundscapes are subtly composed. Recent studies are revealing that far from this being an impromptu free-for-all, fish don't simply yell and shout, however, and whenever they want. They fit their voices together like an orchestra of instruments in a melodic musical score. End of quotes. Literal? Yes, literal. Music is a gift from God to bless the souls of men. When one's choice of music is the music that glorifies God, that person has the added benefit of the Almighty God who inhabits the praises of His people. Listen with your heart and sing with your might. Start your day God's way. God said, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." God said, Psalms 98, 4 through 8, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together." God said, Psalms 96, 1, "O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth." Man said, if the Bible is taken at all, it certainly can't be taken literally. Its pronouncements, especially the creation of the earth and universe, and the book's bizarre miracles strain credulity. A good example is the foolish notion that all creation sings. Now you have the record.